You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around our region of Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town. Today, we're talking with Tammy Kaufman. She's the mayor of Gold Beach, Oregon. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Good morning.
So how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, let's begin with a little geography. Where is Gold Beach?
We are on the Southern Oregon coast. We're about 40 miles north of the Oregon border. I mean, California border. California-Oregon border, I guess would be better. And then we're on the mouth of the Rogue River.
How far are you from Brookings?
We're about 30 miles.
Okay. So tell me about Gold Beach. What's the land size, population, and demographics?
We are about 2,500 people. We have a couple square miles as our city. We're an older community. I believe the median age is 56. Not a lot of children, lots of older people, and a lot of people in my age group.
So it sounds like a place for people to come to retire.
It is. It's not a bad place to raise kids and have that, but there's not a lot of jobs for people. And the schools, because there isn't population, keep declining. When you have population, then you can afford more stuff for your schools.
So how old is Gold Beach? When was it established?
Well, we were established, I believe, in 1947-ish. Boy, I should know that, shouldn't I? It was in the late 40s, early 50s.
Why is it called Gold Beach?
Oh, it's an interesting story. It used to be called Ellensburg. And then in the 1800s, there was a huge amount of gold on the beach, and people just rushed to go get it all. And it's my understanding that there was a big tide that took it out as fast as it took it in. So they took on the name Beach.
Okay, so people found gold there as part of the gold rush.
It did.
So what happened to the indigenous population that was there when the settlers arrived?
Oh, it was sad. We were part of the Trail of Tears, where people were marched north. Quite a few wars that were done here, and it was just pretty awful.
So that's the Rogue River Wars.
Yeah, Rogue River Wars. We had the Tututni Indians, and there were a couple other tribes nearby.
So you're situated near the Rogue River?
Yes, we're right on the Rogue River, yes.
Well, tell me about it. What kind of activities do people enjoy there?
Oh, we have amazing fishing. Sometimes you can almost walk from boat to boat during the big runs in the harbor and the mouth of the river. And then we have the famous Jerry's and mailboat, jet boat trips that come out of here. We get about 70,000 travelers a year that go up that trip, either to Agnes or all the way up to the Wild and Scenic part, which is my favorite.
Wait, are you saying you get about 70,000 folks coming to Gold Beach, a town of about 2,000?
Yep.
Well,
it's an amazing tourist facility.
That's quite a tourist economy.
It is.
So what's life like in Gold Beach?
It's a wonderful place. It's got some of the nicest people I've ever met anywhere. We are still in the Banana Belt. But we tend to get less fog than like the Brookings area. We stay around, I would say the average is probably close to 60 degrees. It doesn't get real cold, doesn't get real hot. In the summer, you know, 75 is just sweltering in Gold Beach, which is rare. So it's wonderful, in my opinion. It's room temperature weather. And in the winter, we rarely get a freeze, so it's nice.
Well, how's the cost of living?
In my opinion, it's pretty high. Our real estate seems to be related more to the Southern California market than it does anything in Oregon. That's where a lot of our buyers come from with cash. They don't always stay a long time, so then they become for sale again, mostly because of grandkids I found and healthcare. But we do have a healthcare facility. We have a nice hospital and our own district for healthcare.
So it sounds, it sounds like you have a lot of incoming economy.
We do, and we always have. And we have two grocery stores. They're pretty expensive, but at least we have food.
So when people come to Gold Beach, What did they do other than the Rogue River?
Most people, when they visit here, they go to the beach and enjoy that. We also have several trails in the area. One of my favorites is Francis Schrader Trail. It's about 10 miles up the river. It's about a mile, and it's really well-maintained, so just about anybody could walk it. It's not too steep or hard. And then we do have some really nice, steep, and challenging hikes between here and Brookings mostly, and then upwards to Bug Mountain.
Well, tell me about the beach and the terrain nearby. I know some of the beaches in Oregon are pretty rocky, pretty cold, but there are some pretty sandy beaches in Fairbanks.
Yes. Almost all of our beaches are accessible from somewhere in town, from a public space or from one of the hotels. And we also have the South Beach Park that we own. And so people can have access to the beach there. And there's only a couple creeks that you have to navigate, and most of the time they're not real big, so you can get through them. And they're very sandy. Most of them have some type of access. A few of them are a little bit rocky, you got to go down a cliff, but most of them are pretty easy to get to.
My guest is Tammy Kaufman, mayor of Gold Beach, Oregon. So, Tammy, how long have you been mayor?
I was elected in 2020 and took office at the end of that year.
Then
I was reelected in 24.
Okay. So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
We are a charter city, as most are. We have a mayor and five councilors. The mayor only votes in a tie. We are all volunteers. None of us are paid. We have a city administrator that functions as the manager for the city that control pretty much everything that goes on. So the council does policy and administration does the actual work.
So when did you move to Gold Beach?
I was actually raised outside of Gold Beach. We moved here when I was 8, so I had zero input and influence on that decision. And we came from outside of Buffalo, New York, and traveled across back in the 70s. Yeah, we were about 10 miles out of town, and so I was here, was familiar with the community. I left for college and to explore the world. I got as far as Seattle. I came back in my early 20s and just love it here. I never left. Once I moved into town, I've never left town, and I've been volunteering for the city since 1995.
What's your professional background?
I'm actually a property manager. I only manage cooperatives all over the state. They're manufactured home communities that the residents form a cooperative and purchase the property, and then they lease the space. They self-govern, so it's wonderful. But because they borrow so much money and usually have a grant, they have to have a professional property manager. So we work with 19 of the communities throughout Oregon. And so it's more than a full-time job, but I love it.
Well, I know you love the place where you grew up, and It's very scenic. You've got 70,000 people coming there because they love it. But why'd you run for office?
Originally, it was the call to Newt Gingrich back in the 90s made this thing. You know, those of us that want to be involved should get involved. And so I did. And I fell in love with volunteering for my community. I've been on the budget committee and the planning commission and the city council twice. And then there was just an opening for a new leadership as mayor. And so I ran for mayor. I plan on this being my last term. I think there comes a time where you need change. And that change is probably not going to happen with me around because I always go, but that's not how we do it. But we have a lot of things to get done in the next 3 years. Funding is always a problem since Measure 5, 47, and 50 came along. There's just not good funding for local government anymore.
We have to
figure that out.
What are those measures?
So back in the 90s, Measure 5 limited how much property tax could be done per thousand. That didn't affect our area a lot. It did affect our schools, but in theory, it's supposed to be backfilled by the state. Measure 47 and 50 limited how much your property can be assessed and how much you can add to the assessment. And you can no longer add a permanent tax base. So you can't go to the voters and say, hey, we're at $2.36 now. We'd like to go to $3 and have a permanent change. That can't happen anymore. You can have a temporary levy, but you can't have a permanent change. And so it's very difficult for cities and other local governments to fund their communities because of those state tax laws.
Okay, so there are budget challenges due to Yes. The tax base being limited.
Correct. And as you probably already know, law enforcement, public safety is getting more expensive. We used to be able to buy a fire engine for a couple hundred thousand dollars. Now they're over $1 million. Police vehicles, we used to be able to get them between $25,000 and $30,000. Now they're $65,000. Not to even talk about labor. So it's difficult. And honestly, younger people believe in work-life balance. I don't disagree with that. But now we need more people to do what used to take less people.
So what are some of the other big challenges that you're facing?
We have challenges, but they're all mostly what we want, not really what we have to have. So like we have a lot of power poles and other utility lines on our main street, which is Highway 101. And we would love to have them undergrounded. And we actually have a meeting tonight to talk about with ODOT and some others about how to do that, how to deal with the lane configuration if we're going to make that change and how to put that together. And then eventually we have to figure out the funding. And thankfully, our Gold Beach Main Street organization is phenomenal, and they've been a great partner and have taken the lead on that project. We have a parks master plan we're working on. We're going to upgrade our park. We have three parks. The main park for the kids and stuff is called Buffington Park, and that's got a kid castle structure. Then we have the South Beach Park, which has our visitor center, is more tourist-related. And then we have a tiny pocket park that's just for sitting and enjoying and looks good. And so we're working on that. And then there's always projects for water and sewer. We have a great water project that just got finished, so our intake is really good. We should get our water from 30 feet under the Rogue River, so we have really good supply. It's pretty clean by the time we get it. We upgraded our filtration plant. Our sewer plant was redone 10 years ago. So we're in fairly good shape, but there's always more to do.
So it sounds like you have good supportive infrastructure.
We do. The city's always made good decisions, in my opinion, over the years to keep things updated, upgraded, and in compliance. We've gotten awards for having perfect numbers. In the past, when you have flooding, then you tend to have a sewer problem, but that can happen to anybody. It's not necessarily a fault of any of our team.
Well, tell me about your business community. I mean, with so many thousands of visitors coming into Gold Beach every year, the business community must be thriving.
It does do fairly well, but as you know, a lot of people buy online now, so the marketing, the retail isn't that strong. That's one of the goals of Main Street, is to put together more inviting area for merchants to be able to have places to sell. But also keep in mind that most of those tourists come through in 3 to 4 months. Then we've got the fishing season, typically on the shoulders. So it's an interesting dynamic because we've got almost 6 months of pretty quiet. And the locals love it because we have 6 months of pretty busy, and then we have 6 months of pretty quiet. And you can make a turn on anywhere you want on Main Street and have no problem. You don't have to wait.
So is it like one of those one-stoplight towns?
We're actually two. When I left as a young person, we only had one. When I came back, there was two. So in 3 years, the second one showed up.
So how's the schools?
Schools are pretty good. We have a primary school, elementary school, and then a junior or senior high, which is the one I graduated from. And unfortunately, we only have 12 seniors this year, so it's really low. When I went to school here back in the 80s, we had 80 students pretty consistently per class. And then we got down to 60, and now we're pretty small. And I'm told that that particular class is an anomaly. The other ones are a little bigger, but it's still not very many.
Well, Gold Beach sounds like a wonderful, quaint little town. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts about it.
You're welcome.
My guest was Tammy Kaufman, mayor of Gold Beach, Oregon.